powered by Clear Vision Development Group. This is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leader's podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Better Than Before podcast here on the C-Suite Radio Network. I'm your host, Coach Tony Richards, and so glad you could join us again. I am fresh back from a nice week-long vacation at my place in Kentucky Lake. I had a good time with my mom, who is doing so much better, and thank you for the people who have either asked or sent emails asking how my mom's doing after losing my dad last November. It was a rough winter. We all had a rough winter this winter, but she is an outdoorsy kind of lady. And now that spring has come, we actually need some rain. But the fact that the sun has been shining now for a while, she's got her vegetable garden all prepared and planted, and she's got some stuff coming up. And that's what she loves to do. She loves gardening. So I got to deliver to her Mother's Day gifts that I had bought her, and I bought her a Passion Translation New Testament Bible in large print. We all need a little bit bigger print these days as we get a little bit older. I bought her a brand new journal. You know how I love journaling and how I recommend journaling. Well, I got Mom a new journal. I got her a new set of gel pens of different colors, and I also bought her a vegetable gardening Bible that's got more things about gardening in it than you or I would ever want to know, but that my mom is thrilled with discovering. She made 3 pages of notes in her journal by the time I left. And she has notes on doing some things organically that she did not know before. She picked up some tips on if you have extra seed that you didn't use in your garden this year, how to preserve those seed until next year's planting season, and just a bunch of stuff that she's learning and growing and developing in, and something that she has a passion for and that she loves. I hit a home run with that Mother's Day package. I had a cousin come in, Sally, from Colorado, that I have not seen in 20 years or so. And we got to have lunch and spend time together. Got to spend time with another cousin of mine and have lunch with her. And she is my mom's sister's daughter. She has a brand new church that she started up down there, and a couple of her ministers and I all went to lunch one day. And I know it sounds like I worked, but I really didn't. I just had a good time. It was good, and the weather was good. Oreo and I took walks every morning by the lake, got to see my brother, his family, my niece, my nephew, got to give my nephew's girlfriend her high school graduation gift. I mean, I accomplished a lot while I was gone, and I got some rest. So it was a good time. It really was. So the Triple Crown wrapped up this weekend, the 155th Belmont Stakes, and Arcangelo pulled it out. That's the horse's name, Arcangelo. And Jen Antonucci is the first female horse trainer to ever win a Triple Crown race. So she has broken the horse glass ceiling, I suppose. So fantastic job by Arcangelo and Jenna Antonucci. She said she didn't have the word. I mean, I saw the interview after the race and she was crying and she was all upset. I don't have the words. She said, we're trying to soak this all in. Just so proud of this horse right now and its rider. Don't give up, she said. If you can't find a seat at the table, make your own table. And Jenna Antonucci has definitely found a seat at horse racing's table now. As for Arcangelo, she said, he has got the heart of a champion. He's just that guy. The jockey's name is Javier Castellano, who rode the horse and also won his first Kentucky Derby this year, riding Mage. So he won two Triple Crown races on two different horses this year. I don't know how many times that's been done in history. I can't imagine too many times. And then, of course, the Preakness, which was just a couple of weeks ago, National Treasure won that race. And the trainer for National Treasure, the infamous and maybe famous Bob Baffert, who is suspended from racing at Churchill Downs right now because of some stuff that has been going on with his operation. But the Kentucky Derby, the winner was Mage. The Preakness, the winner's National Treasure. And the Belmont Stakes, Arcangelo. Three different horses, two different horse jockeys, and one just fabulous series of horse races. I just love watching those every single year. Many of you know I'm not that much into the pro wrestling of today all that much, but growing up, I was a huge fan of pro wrestling, and I've become somewhat of a historian of professional wrestling. I enjoy reading and researching and learning about pro wrestling across the United States and the world in years gone by. I'm talking about, at least over 30 years ago, pre-1990. Anything before 1990 fascinates me because that's when I was an avid watcher. And the reason I bring that up here today is because I was going to bring it up the other day, but I didn't want to take away from what I had to say about Tina Turner. And superstar Billy Graham passed away, his real name Wayne Coleman. I just didn't want to mix that in with Tina because I really wanted to give Tina Turner the full spotlight. But superstar Billy Graham had passed away just a day or two before Tina Turner. And this last Thursday, we lost the Iron Sheik, Ali Waziri. And boy, he was a villain back in my day of watching pro wrestling. And growing up in the South, I didn't watch much WWF. In those days, it was WWWF, which then got shortened to WWF. And then after a potential run-in with the World Wildlife Federation, they had to change then to the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. But back in the WWWF, Worldwide Wrestling Federation, superstar Billy Graham was the world champion. And the Iron Sheik was a WWF, same organization, one less W, was a World Wrestling Federation champion. He defeated Bob Backlund. And then the person who defeated the Iron Sheik, the one and only Hulk Hogan, which kicked off the whole mass Hulkamania hysteria across the United States as wrestling began to gain a lot of media attention. I believe that was in 1983 when the Iron Sheik both beat Backlund and also got beat by Hulk Hogan. But Sheik was an interesting guy. He has been in a lot of media the last several years, doing a lot of comedy and less than appropriate tweets, which I think is actually been, he hired some guys to do that Twitter feed for him. But the dude is an interesting guy, and hate that we lost both of those guys. Both of them extremely charismatic, lots of personality, which is what got them over with the wrestling fans. Superstar Billy Graham and the Iron Sheik, rest in peace. Well, it'll all be over by the time you hear this, or Denver will have to play another game forced by Miami. But right now, as I'm recording this in the NBA Finals, Denver is up 3-1 over the Miami Heat. So we will see. Either Denver, which I predicted they would be in short order, and it's played out exactly the way I thought. I was telling my cousin from Colorado, she is a huge Denver sports fan, of the Broncos, the Avalanche, the Nuggets, all of the Denver sports teams. She and her family, of course, growing up there, love them. And I just said that no one is going to beat the Denver Nuggets. They're going to be the world champions. And so far, they've pretty much cruised there. So after the game tonight, which when you hear this, that will be over, and Denver will be the world champs, which I believe will probably be the outcome, or Miami will have forced another game. Kind of depends on maybe if Tyler Hero can play for the Heat tonight. He might be able to give a spark to the Heat if he is physically able to play and could possibly help them force the series to 3-2. Let's look at our national day calendar from today, Tuesday, June the 13th, through next Monday, June the 19th. What do we got coming up in national days? Well, today, Tuesday, June 13th, here's what we got. National Forklift Safety Day today. So if you know a forklift operator, wish them a happy Forklift Safety Day. It is World Pet Memorial Day. So most of you, a lot of you, several of you have had or do have pets, and there will come a time where you will have to say goodbye and they will go across the Rainbow Bridge. Just remember that today is the day for their memories. So World Pet Memorial Day today. It's also World Softball Day, International Axe Throwing Day. It is National Random Acts of Light Day, National Call Your Doctor Day. Oh my gosh, how is that happy and pleasant for doctors? If everybody's going to call their doctor on the same day, National Call Your Doctor Day. I'm not kidding. National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. That might as well be my day. National Weed Your Garden Day. Oh, I need to call mom tonight and tell her that Tuesday is National Weed Your Garden Day. Make sure you get all your weeds out, Mom. And also, my mom has also been a great sewer of clothes, and it's National Sewing Machine Day, Tuesday, June 13th. Wednesday, June 14th, National Cucumber Day. I like cucumbers. Do you? My mom always made this cucumbers, vinegar, and onion thing. Just, oh my gosh, so good. It's World Blood Donor Day, National New Mexico Day. It's the Army's birthday on Wednesday the 14th, International Bath Day. So those of you who need one and haven't had one, make sure and take one. National Bath Day. Wednesday, June the 14th is National Bourbon Day. There's a good day for me also. National Bourbon Day, everybody. That should be a national holiday in Kentucky. Everybody should get the day off for National Bourbon Day in Kentucky. National Strawberry Shortcake Day, National Pop Goes the Weasel Day, and, of course, as everybody knows, it's National Flag Day on Wednesday the 14th. Thursday, June 15th, National Foam Party Day. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Oh my gosh, who would abuse their elders? Well, it must be a problem. That's why they're bringing it to awareness on Thursday. It is Global Wind Day. I think that is tied into it as a source of potential power with the windmill, you know. National Megalodon Day and Magna Carta Day. National Photography Day on Thursday the 15th. It's also National Smile Power Day and National Career Nurses Assistance Day. On Friday, June 16th, International Day of the African Child. It is also World Sea Turtle Day, International Day of Family Remittance. It is Bloom's Day, my favorite color in the whole world. So Friday, June 16th, is Wear Blue Day. So wear some blue on Friday. And oh, who could resist this? National Fudge Day on Friday. Saturday, June 17th, World Juggling Day. It is also World Crocodile Day, World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. It's National Mascot Day. If you know someone who plays a mascot and has to wear that heavy and hot costume, be sure and celebrate them. It is Global Garbage Man Day. National Cherry Tart Day, National Apple Strudel Day, National Eat Your Vegetables Day, and National Root Beer Day, all on Saturday, June 17th. Sunday, June 18th is National Wanna Get Away Day, International Sushi Day, World Sustainable Gastronomy Day, National Turkey Lovers Day, and of course, it's Father's Day. That'll be a difficult one for my family, the first Father's Day without Dad this year. National Splurge Day, and also National Go Fishing Day on Sunday, which you could combine with Father's Day, National Go Fishing Day with Dad. And Monday, June 19th is International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence and Conflict Day, World Sickle Cell Day, World Sauntering Day. I can saunter. I may not be able to run anymore, but I can saunter. I could do some sauntering next Monday. It's also Juneteenth on Monday the 19th. It's National Watch Day, like you wear on your wrist now. National Freebs Day. World Martini Day, for those of you who need another drink day. And it's also National Garfield the Cat Day, next Monday, June the 19th. And those are your national holidays coming up over the next week. I hope there was one in there that you can find to create your own celebration and in your own way. So we've been talking about the leadership dashboard, the clear vision tool that I use with some of my clients to stay focused. So far, we have covered mission, we've covered vision, and we've covered core values. There's a section now in the leadership dashboard, which is called the Leadership Edge / Leadership SWOT, SWOT. And those of you who have ever done a SWOT exercise will know exactly what that means. If not, I shall explain in just a few seconds. But let's start out with your edge. There is a section in the leadership dashboard to flesh out your personal edge and also your company or organization's edge. Here's a little bit of how that's put together. I'll give you the prompts that we use to get people started thinking about what that could potentially be. The first thing is I ask you to just write down your thoughts about what you think your organization's unique edge is in the marketplace. What is that thing that you have that gives you a little bit extra advantage over your competition and over other people in your industry or in your sandbox about what you do? Second is, what evidence can you provide or proof can you provide that you actually have this edge in this area? In other words, how do you do this differently? Or what are the metrics or the proof and evidence that you have that this edge is actually working for you? Next, what are the potential threats to your edge from competitors and the marketplace? What are things that could possibly happen externally that could provide a threat to that edge that you have in your sandbox? Next, I ask you to think about and document how you can possibly shore up any weaknesses in your organization to make sure that your edge is preserved and protected. After all, if you have something going for you and it's working, the last thing you want to do is be negligent or not paying attention, and someone can come in and dull your edge or steal your edge or take it away from you. I've seen that happen. I've seen people get lazy and lax and negligent and totally forget, believe it or not, what brought them to the dance. They've liquidated their edge. They have spread out what their focus is, and they've become so bland that they're not dancing with the one that brought them to the party anymore. They've got other dance partners, to use a metaphor, that are begging for their attention, and they've completely lost focus on what they should have been focused on the whole time. Next, I ask, How can you possibly build on your edge to get even stronger in the market? So if you have an edge that's working for you in your sandbox, how can you really pour it on and turn it up and magnify it and grow it and use it to even further create the distance between you and your possible or real competitors in the marketplace? If 8 is working well, how can we turn it up to 10? And then I ask you, what do we need to do over the next 2 to 3 years to keep this edge sharp? Some people have edges that are protected by copyright and patents and those kinds of things. Other people just have done a really good job of keeping them extremely secret. I think there's only 3 people or 4 people that know the exact recipe ingredients for Kentucky Fried Chicken, for example. It's in a safe somewhere, and only 2 or 3 people have access to it. Of course, they have instructions at all the restaurants about how to mix the stuff together, but no one really knows exactly what all's in the stuff and, you know, so on and so forth. But that's just another example. That has made Kentucky Fried Chicken different than other chicken places, different than Popeyes, different than churches, and definitely different than other fast food providers in the marketplace. And they've done a great job keeping that under wraps. The recipe for Coca-Cola. If you have something that needs to be trademarked or service marked or patented or protected, you need to make sure to do that. But also, how do we keep that edge strong and make sure that it's only working for us? Now, you can take those same things that I just talked about for your organization, and you can do that also for yourself. What is your unique edge as an executive, as a leader, as a manager, high performer? What is the edge that you have? What is the proof or evidence that you have that edge in your actual performance? What are the threats to it? How can you shore up any weaknesses? How can you build on it? How do you need to make sure you can keep growing it and keep it sharp over the next 2 to 3 years? Take the same questions about your organization and use them on yourself individually. And then one step further, do the leadership SWOT. What are your top 3 strengths as a performer? What are your top 3 weaknesses as a performer? And if this is one of the first times you've listened to my podcast and you're not a longtime listener, as part of my personal philosophy in developing and coaching executives, CEOs, and high performers, that is, don't spend a whole lot of time trying to strengthen your weaknesses. Spend time growing your strengths, but then hedge or try to protect yourself against your weaknesses. One way to do that is to have a direct report or another person on your team that is good at something that you're not. Allow them to do some of those things for you. It might be an administrative assistant. It might be one of your reports that has also some accountabilities and direct line responsibility people that report to them. But you got to have somebody on your team that has some things that you don't have, because the time that you spend working on your weaknesses is going to be wasted time. I'd rather have a lot of very strong strengths than some weaknesses that I've taken from weak to mediocre. There's just not enough return on investment to do that. Then what are your top 3 opportunities as a leader? Think about the year ahead, the quarter ahead, the month ahead. What opportunities are going to be there for you that you need to capitalize on? And then what are the threats that you have in your particular area of responsibility? Those could be both internal or external, but they are things that you have to make sure you keep an eye on so they don't provide a catalyst for disaster in your particular area, or if you're the CEO in your particular organization. So you want to spend some time thinking about the edge for your company in those areas I lined out, think about your own personal edge as a leader, and then do the leadership SWOT, S-W-O-T exercise to make sure you stay focused on your own development, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, how to hedge them, what are your opportunities coming up, and what things do you make sure that you want to keep an eye on that they don't become actual threats to your performance or your area's performance or your organization's performance. And that's how we do that part, this next section of the leadership dashboard. Next time we talk about the dashboard, we will go to performance goals, performance objectives. I want to try to get a book of the month in for June. I don't know if I'll quite. We only got two more episodes for June coming up. I'm going to try to work that in. Plus, we have some new guests I want to have for you. So we will see what happens. By this time next week, we'll know more than we do this week, right? And that's the direction we will take then. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4. You can also join our free Facebook page, Tony Richards Speaker Author Coach. Just smash the like button. You can go to our website, clearvisiondevelopment.com. All the episodes of Better Than Before, 6 years worth, 20 years worth of blog postings and writings, and a video library of Clear Vision TV and a whole lot more, all on clearvisiondevelopment.com, along with the things that I can do to help you in your leadership position. Primarily, help you get unstuck. And if you go to the website, that'll all make sense to you. If you'd like to get my Monday morning memo, that's the Monday newsletter I send out every morning, and it gets in your mailbox just about the time you get in your office. So it's a great way to kick off the week. I have three big ideas for you. I'll have a short article that can help you, and also either a quote or a question that you can put in your journal to help you journal out as a thought starter. It's all in the Monday morning memo. All you got to do is go to the aforementioned clearvisiondevelopment.com, scroll to the bottom of the homepage, put your email address in, hit the button, and you're all signed up, and you'll start getting it in your email inbox. We do this show every single week. It usually drops on Tuesday because of our awesome super producer, Tessa Hall, who puts these shows together. And I'm your host, Master Coach Tony Richards. And until we visit again next week, don't you dare forget that everything gets better when you get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.